4 UL Pete, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform, my papa, and monitoring.
You need to get moving. KN4 VWA.
UL Pete. Alright, is that you, Steve? Hopefully soon. I have to wait for my brother to finish up his map and, then wait until my dad is ready to take us because I don't have a driver's license yet.
That is one license that is age restricted, so you'll have to wait on that one, bud. your dad's already called me for some directions. I think that's pretty cool, so we'll get to see you out there. And I think I gave him, I'm pretty sure he knows about where we're talking about.
KB4CPA.
Oh, Alexander, now this is one that you gotta watch out for, too. Oh, hey, Dave!
Dave, hey, Alexander. I was gonna stick up for you, the other night. Somebody said something about you going to high school, and the other person said he went to high school.
I am not in high school. Might have misheard. My cousin, who is living with us, is in high school. So I don't know. I'm not in high school yet.
Hey, what are you going out to play some tennis?
Actually, I'm going to get my ears lowered. Go ahead, Christopher. I don't want to call you Christopher. Alexander. Go ahead, Alexander.
I'm not sure if me and Steve doubled there, but you asked something about the high school, and yeah, I'm not in high school. I don't know if you heard me, Pete, but I think me and Steve doubled, but I'm not sure.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so we all, Dave and I, went to high school together back in a different millennia. Oh, my goodness. So, why don't you put off getting your ears lowered and come on out and fly with us, Dave? Alexander's going to come out, and me and Dave, W4DJW, it's going to be fun.
You let Steve talk you into that. I have a couple of planes of my own. Oh, man, I'm old school, though. Well, one's electric, but the other's gas. It burns nitromethane. And I haven't had either one of them in the air yet. Can't today, though. I got the grandkids. I just happen to have this appointment, and, I make it weeks ahead of time, so I didn't want to change it.
Well, Dave, I can only give you one piece of advice. In this day and this economy, make sure they do both of them. And do both of them evenly. Alexander, Dave, I got to jump out and run in a store here. That way I'll have a little something to wet my whistle with when we get over to the flying field. So I'll be out for about 5 minutes. KN4 VWA, clear.
Steve, 7:30. I guess I'll see you hopefully in about maybe an hour. I don't know.
All right, don't let Steve get you in trouble now, Alexander.
I'm in trouble.
You don't know Steve very well. Oh, me. I'm just messing with you. He's a good guy. And, his last name is Wilder. And he kind of lives up to that last name, if you know what I mean.
It's interesting that it's Wilder kind of lives up to that. So how have you been doing?
I'm pretty good. Been playing some tennis. I'm not going to be playing. Probably won't be playing the rest of the weekend, but start back probably Monday. Just got too much going on. Got some things I need to do around the house. There's little things things laying around on the ground called leaves.
I guess you gotta get those picked up. Helped my dad a few weeks ago get all our leaves picked up.
Remember now, you have to remember I grew up, about 100 years ago, so we didn't have all these blowers and things that we have today. See, I have I have two of them, but I can't find the bag for one of them. It's a blower or a vacuum. Either way you want to do it, just depends on how you set it up. So what I'm going to do, the yard people came out. We have our yard, our grass treated. We have Bermuda sod, and they come out. They can treat it cheaper than I can, do it myself. It's half the price. It's amazing, and it looks great. So, you know, it's on them if a weed comes up. So, anyway, they came out to treat the lawn, and it had leaves on it, so they blew all the leaves up against the house, which is fine, because now I got them gathered all in one spot there, and I can just go along with that blower, and I'm going to use it as a vacuum cleaner and the vacuum side, and it'll suck the leaves up and chop them up and throw them into a bag, and then you empty the bag into a bigger bag when it gets full, and so it works a lot better. But boy, I can remember the days of raking leaves. Oh golly, I hated that with a passion.
I have a fancy blower, so me and my brother and my dad, we had a tarp and a rake, and that's how we cleared our lawn. Or two that we used to mulch the leaves. I forgot about that.
Last comment.
Taking a tarp and a lawnmower, we pushing lawnmower to just mulch up the leaves, and that's how we took care of our lawn. So we don't have a fancy leaf sucker vacuum thingy.
Well, I do the front yard, because we don't have any trees in the front yard, but the leaves do get blown into the front yard from the back. I have three sweet gum trees and one big oak tree, and it has those little bitty oak leaves on them. I hate those things. I'd almost rather have the big ones, but anyway, but really don't have that many leaves in the front yard, so I'll just use the bagger on the mower and collect them, and of course the mower mulches them up, and you can get a lot of leaves in the bagger, because there's really not any grass that's being cut to speak of. And I'll get those up that way. Now the backyard's another story. Oh Lord, and it's a real steep hill, so it's gonna be fun. I'm probably just gonna use the blower, and just. Yeah, suck them up off the ground.
I have to sign off here, David. So 73 KU4 ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Well, you have a good day, and good talk with you. And hope to talk to you again before Christmas. And I've already forgotten your call, so this is KP4 CBA Mobile 73.
CBA, W4NGU.
GU, KN4, VWA. I think he just bailed out there, Bill.
Yeah, I heard him talking there a minute ago. How you doing?
Still in the flying field. Gonna try to get in a little flight time today.
Uncle might get a few showers.
So I'm hoping it's going to hold off until about 1 o'clock.
Good. Well, good. How many planes you got with you today?
Just 3.
Full redundancy. A man after my own heart.
Flight time in on a night flyer sailplane.
Better shoot me up. Picture of that. That sounds like an interesting plane.
With LEDs, and they stroke and strobe and all this kind of stuff so that you can see it at night. And it's red and green and white and blue. It's neat.
Line here, construction's putting people in one lane, and of course there are people shooting down ahead of everybody. I just hate that.
Of it. Well, listen, I gotta jump out and get the gate open so that I can get in there and get set up to fly, so I'm gonna jump out on you, bud. Give us a call later. I've been calling you in the morning. Where you been?
Had a bad case of laryngitis. This is the first day I'm even talking.
Get better, Bubba. The world is just not the same without your chatter. All right. And I got my shed moved from the she shed back into the house. And it's working good. So, we'll talk to you a little bit later. W4NGU, KN4VWA, clear.
Well, I heard you say that the other night on the net when you checked in. So I want to see that set up, and I need to give you this Mustang I bought you.
Cool. All right, just let me know. K4VWA, clear.
Don't give up. DJW Mobile.
DJW N4ZLK.
How are you? Hey, I saw a picture of you in the Briars roster. I know what you look like now, even though we've never met in person.
You had a picture. I was actually going to talk to you about that. I am way behind on my dues from, a few years. Do I need to reapply, or can I just re-up the dues?
No, you just re-up. In fact, they're planning to change that. That was something that was mentioned at the last club meeting. A lot of people are in the same shape that you're in due to COVID. Because last 2 years have been kind of quasi in and out for everybody. But what I've done with the software is once you're a member, you're there for life, but you're either active or inactive. If you pay your dues for that year, you're an active member. If you don't, you're an inactive member. So it's okay either way. If you pay your dues, you just become an active member for next year.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of that. I remember talking to you when I got voted in several years ago. I think I was a member many, many years ago, but we redid the application and all that. And I know I talked to you we have met before, but I'm curious when that picture was taken. How old was it?
Or you can send me a new updated one. This is probably ages old. I remember at the club meetings when I was doing this back in 2007, 8, and 9, having club meetings said, okay, we're going to take pictures at this meeting, have chairs set up next to a wall where people could sit there and had a piece of white pieces of paper for signature cards. So they would sign their signature card, and we would put that with their photo, and that would go in the roster. And then we created yearbooks, photo roster yearbooks. So when the net's going on, you hear people call, you can look them up and see what they look like. That's pretty cool.
Because you, when you talk to somebody or hear them for a long time and you never see their face, kind of get a mental image of what they look like. Sometimes it's kind of surprising when you meet them face-to-face.
Never been close. My mental images that I have created in my head have never been close to what the people were in reality. So yeah, you're right. A photo roster would be really nice. So reinstate that. I went looking for the ones that we had back in, 2006, 7, 8, and 9. I couldn't find them. I did find the photos, and I did find 55 signature cards where 55 people signed their cards, and there's probably more photos than that were sent in. And so it made for some good photo, but they were all on the old website, and I don't know what happened to the old website. I think they probably went into the ether, probably never to be found again.
Those pictures, I guess. They're out there. Well, that's good. I'll do that. I guess you can do it on the website. I heard the announcement. I'll get that taken care of. And your announcement said we could send a picture of any face of our choice. So I was thinking about sending my dog's picture in. Would that be all right?
You can do that if you want. Some people did that. I remember Matt Andrews had a picture. He had a monkey sitting on his head. And he used the picture of the monkey sitting on his head. So whatever it is that people can use to relate to who you are.
That picture is probably more outdated. I'm sure I look a lot different now than I did. So I'll take care of that. I appreciate it. Good to hear you this morning. I just thought I'd jump in. And it was good to hear Mark a little bit ago. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. If he's still listening, hello, Mark. And haven't heard him in a while. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas to you if I don't talk to you. And four, is that okay?
He's a regular. I heard him, you know, every other day on here. So he was, when I was going back through that roster, moving everybody into the new software, I saw his call sign. I wondered what happened to him. You know, some of the people, I wonder what happened to them, and I find out that they're now silent keys. That's kind of sad. But I did find out that there's two people. I have a roster from back in 1979, and I don't know if you remember the guy that used to check in. He said, this is the other Ray. So Ray Allison was in the 1979 Breyers roster, and so was K4UOZ. He was in there, and that, his name was Ray as well. Can't remember his last name, but way back in 79. So I started adding them to the roster for the year 1979. I don't have any pictures or anything like that, but they all had their phone numbers and their zip codes, and I think that's just kind of cool to know that you go back that far.
Far with it, but it's possible I heard him. Mark actually taught me piano. I took a piano class from him in college, so he's been somebody I've known off and on. His brother taught me voice, so I've known them for, it's been a long time now. I just don't see them very often.
He's trying different things out. He's like got an inquisitive mind. he's a good person to have on the, you know, good person to know in ham radio.
Young man he is, I know. Anyway, good to hear you. I'm gonna go. I'm almost where I'm my next stop, so I will talk to you later. I appreciate the info. W4DJW N4ZLK.
Hi, Shane. Good talking to you. I'm on my way to the airfield, but the roads are wet. I think we might. I don't know if we're going to fly or not. I think the bottom's about to fall out. Anyway, stay safe. N4ZLK, W4DJW Mobile.